KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, two people died and three others were injured during a collision that involved three vehicles in Crawford County late Sunday morning. The Iowa State Patrol said all of the victims were from Denison. The fatalities include a female, 22-year-old Robbie Reed McMullen, and a male, 19-year-old Emilio Fernando Ramos, neither of whom were wearing their seatbelts. The injured were identified as 18-year-old Luis Enrique Mendez, 43-year-old Freed Edward Hall Jr., and 32-year-old Don Rene Jessen, all from Denison. They suffered injuries and were transported to the Crawford County Memorial Hospital by Crawford County EMS and later transferred to a hospital in Omaha. Mendez and Jessen were wearing their seatbelts while Hall was not. Officials say the accident happened at around 11:40 a.m. on Highway 39 near the intersection of Vernon Ross Road, about 3 miles south of Schleswig. The crash began when a 2002 Beetle driven by Robbie McMullen approached a 2008 Chrysler PT Cruiser as they were both traveling north on Highway 39. The VW was traveling at a high rate of speed and attempted to pass the Chrysler on the left. A southbound Chevy S10 pickup driven by Fred Hall Jr. was southbound on Highway 39 and swerved onto the shoulder to avoid the collision, but the VW also swerved onto the shoulder. The pickup swerved back into the southbound lanes while the VW swerved to the right and went out of control, going sideways. The left front side of the pickup struck the left side door of the VW, which then sideswiped the PT Cruiser, sending that vehicle into a spin before it entered the east ditch. The VW rolled over and came to rest on its top on the east shoulder of the highway facing south. Emiliano Ramos was ejected from the rear seat of the vehicle and landed in the northbound lane of the highway. He died at the Crawford County Hospital. Luis Mendez was extricated from the VW by mechanical means by Denison Fire and Rescue. Robbie McMullen, who was also extricated from the VW by mechanical means, died at the scene of the crash. Hall was extricated from the pickup, while Jessen was cut free from the PT Cruiser, again both by mechanical means. The accident remains under investigation. Assisting the highway patrol at the scene were deputies of the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, officers of the Denison Police Department, and Crawford County EMS. The driver of a motorcycle was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital before being flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha after a motorcycle accident that took place Sunday evening in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 29-year-old Joshua Kenneth Walcott of Red Oak lost control of his cycle as he was traveling north on 3rd Street. At a high rate of speed, the cycle crashed at the intersection of North 3rd and East Washington Avenue. Officials said the accident took place just after 8 p.m. The extent of Walcott's injuries weren't immediately known. Police said also it's unclear if alcohol played a role in the crash, which remains under investigation. A vehicle that sped away from a Walmart store in Council Bluffs Sunday evening struck two motorcyclists as the driver of the car attempted to evade police. Just before 7 p.m., officers responded to a theft in progress at the store located at 1800 North 16th Street. Officers were advised the suspects were in a red Kia and were leaving the Walmart parking lot. Police tried to perform a traffic stop while the car was still in the parking lot, but the Kia with Nebraska license plates drove away and the driver refused to stop. Officers pursued the car on Nash Boulevard toward North 25th Street. The car hit two motorcycles at the intersection of North 25th and Nash Boulevard and left the scene of the accident heading towards Omaha. Officers followed the vehicle to the state line on I-480 westbound before terminating the pursuit. Omaha police advised them a short time later that the vehicle was located, but the driver was missing. At this time, the case remains under investigation. The driver and passengers of both motorcycles suffered minor injuries and all refused medical treatment by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue. A 24-year-old man from Council Bluffs died Saturday evening after he was ejected from his vehicle during a crash that authorities say may have involved alcohol and speeding. Officials say Kyle Joseph Solomon was driving a Ford Taurus on Woodbury Avenue at around 7:50 p.m. Saturday when the car struck a Council Bluffs police officer's vehicle on the driver's side at the intersection with Harry Langdon Boulevard. The officer had been on his way to a dispatched call and was stopped at the traffic light when the accident occurred. After the Taurus hit the police cruiser, the Ford fled northbound on Harry Langdon Boulevard at a high rate of speed. Authorities say it appears Solomon lost control of his car in the area of 16th Avenue and Harry Langdon Boulevard. The Taurus hit several vehicles in a business parking lot located in the 1600 block of Harry Langdon. Solomon was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remained under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Traffic Division. Police in Red Oak arrested a local man Sunday evening on an OWI charge. 63-year-old Charles Robert John Tame of Red Oak was taken into custody a little after 6 p.m. in the 100 block of West Hammond Street in Red Oak. Tame was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Betty Jane Reger Gathiel, age 76, of Panama City Beach, Florida, a native of Griswold, died June the 6th at her home in Panama City Beach. Funeral services for Betty Gathiel will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Agnes Zimmerlein, age 93, of Adair, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Agnes Zimmerlein will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Neil Turner, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Neil Turner will be June 22nd at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And Lowell Gerald Schaff, age 84, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Lowell Schaff are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.